Our next piece is Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he goes on the pasuk of Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is an interesting avodah. It's considered a very, very inferior avodah to Hashem, you know, kind of in the sense that it's dirty and it's basically taking out the garbage in a sense, the ashes. So, v'yesh l'parashot, it says, v'lova shakon mido bad, u'michasei bad yosor, he has to put on. Not clear what that mido bad means, but v'yesh l'parashot midos begodav, k'mo me'al l'madav, v'chein al pi midosav, v'imkein yichlo l'chol bigdei kehuna. So it includes all bigdei kehuna, v'zeh shatirgem unklus levushin. So unklus translated as levushin, because it includes, he has to be lavush with bigdei kehuna. Now, the question is, bigdei kehuna, I've got him to serve Hashem, they're supposed to be nice, they're supposed to present an image of a certain royalty, it's supposed to be regal, so why, if you're taking out the garbage, do you wear this? Well, l'madnu mizeh, ki gam b'mitzvos haromos hadeshen she'avodah kala, tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yishadu bo hakoyin lefonav, she'yulbash b'gei kehuna u'bahem yorim es hadeshen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the Kohen needs to be proud of it. He needs to be presented as a chshivas that is taking out the deshen. V'chol ze ha'ora v'derechayim l'chol mishem skar v'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'echem avodas. This is a lesson for anyone who comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one of us Hashem, or mishem is aseg v'achnes v'ser shal Torah, she's had upon his book by Caesar Arzim with Hashem. She yashbuk for Atmok or Hashem's book for the Kalash of him. In other words, a person needs to display the chshivas of him to do the most menial of labors for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no mitzvah that is filthy, unclean, and degrading. What do you mean a mitzvah is degrading? You're being over Hashem. So no part of it is degrading. And so you have to dress up for doing one of those mitzvahs. And there was actually a chinuch in Kelm, which was one of the branches of Musa. They had a rotation where only the most worthy could clean the bathrooms of the yeshiva. In other words, it was there to sort of display the attitude that it's a chshivas to be able to do something for the Beis Hashem, even if it is cleaning the bathroom. V'chein dover shalom amma ura kvaydi ura nevel v'chino ira shacha ura kvaydi. In other words, he basically sort of said, shake up your kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't, any display of chshivas, quote unquote, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not sure this is a little bit not chashiv enough for me. Uksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'David mecharka b'chol oiz lefnei Hashem. David was dancing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to understand something, the dancing is a certain lightness, like a jester. Uksiv, and it says, and he said about himself when his wife criticized him about it, he said, even if I were to make more light of myself, in other words, even if I would have danced more crazily, I still would be shofar be'enai. I still would not be humble enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam brings this down in Hilchis Lulav, when he speaks about the Simas HaSheva, that a person is not allowed to display his chshivas / kavod in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, any time a person is not doing something, I just sort of bring down a story that comes to mind. Reb Moshe needed once his son Reb David, Reuven, to take care of something. He asked him to do it, So he said, I can't do it now. I'm tutoring a young boy, you know, for money, for whatever, not for money, whatever it is, but I can't. So Moshe said, I'll tutor him and you take care of it. I can't take care of it. So he said, fine. So Moshe sat and tutored the little kid. Certainly it's a greatness of his humility, but that's the way you should act. You know, if this has to be done, what do you mean it's pasnish that I, the God of Lador, should tutor a little kitty? I mean, if this is what needs to be done, so what kind of God of Lador? I'm, you know, Eved Hashem. V'yadua, my brother, Rosh Hashanah Zechar Yivracha, was once, he needed somebody to fill an important position in one of his institutions. And there was a person that had many of the qualities that really, really were right to fill the position. And he did not take the person, he didn't want to take it. Finally, you know, they pressed him a lot and they asked him, why don't you take him? He's got this capability. So he said, you know, I don't deny all his capabilities. He said, the one thing he's missing is avdus. He's a little bit too princely. He said, to build a makom, to carry a makom, you need to be able to roll up your sleeves and do everything that's needed. And I don't see that in this person. And then he explains a little bit, v'yadua mederech chachmas ha'igayon, it's an obvious principle, a logical principle, ki ha'adam ein nikra eved shel ha'adam, ve'ein shem ha'adam roi l'mishash l'eved. Master and slave are a bilateral relationship. You can't have a master that has no slaves, and you can't have a slave that has no masters. It's no master, better. V'hinei heim shnei shemus ein efekon chavero. There's no, they are mutually dependent, and no one can come before the other one. The kibushadam ever lakarish brachu rishayv labadosoi, he efshet yavoid the shleimo achikabla ever olav kol midas abdus veimachnov ashiflus afanov. Being that a person is ever takarish brachu, he must be an evet. An evet doesn't choose and pick and say, well, I'm an evet for doing X, I'm not evet doing Y. Yes.
Rabbi, how does the mitzvah of Vihi Salamta Mehem, how does that fit in here where there is sort of a built-in inyan of this analithi quota to not return certain lost items?
Okay. The Gemara says it only, and the Gemara makes sense, it's only true by Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, not Bein Adam L'Mako. In other words, there's no Vihi Salamta Mehem on Lulav and Esrig, on one Lulav and Esrig in the street. But the logic of the mitzvah is it's va'afarecha kamocha. So if I would not be chasing my goose down the street, why would I have to chase the goose down for you? Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, even though it's a bein adam l'makom in the next stage, it's kind of but in the tzura of it, it's bein adam l'chaveiro, and therefore it doesn't make any sense that I should require to do things for you I wouldn't do for myself. Bein Adam L'Makom, I mean, he's much cheshver than I am, so of course I would be chayv to do it for you. V'kibush ha'adam eved yeschayv yitzchayvot, yeshet yavod ha'shleim yitz mekabal entirety of avdus. Lo yish yisnag v'fonam b'midas adnus osoros. He can't prav v'chshivis. Ki ha'mevazah k'var adonam. If in any sense you sort of mark off a little boundary, this is where I'm not going to go, then that's a slight to his master, as if he's saying, my God, I've also got some sense of self, and I'm willing to do a lot of things for you, but not past this point. Ukinya shekaza shemelach is lovish, v'ha'oita levush hamelach harei mevazas hamelach. Let's talk a little bit about this. He says it that gaiva is the garment of the king of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says Hashem Melech geus lovish, and we are, and any one of us that wears that beged is being mevazas hamelach. I'd like to talk about this a few minutes in the sense of the pasuk. The word geus is translated in English as haughtiness, pride, haughtiness, and it's negative. So to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lovish geus, we have some problems with that. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lovish geus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is haughty? I mean, with capital H, does that put a capital H? Like, well, what? How do we understand it? So this is one of those areas where the translation is not exact, not good enough. The word Gaius means, look, when I proclaim some mile of mine, I proclaim this to be my property, me, etc. By any human being, it's not, we think already of the second stage, when I go around telling people, ah, I'm great, I'm smart, I'm wise, I'm kind, I'm generous, and people should say, ooh, ah, and so on. That's how we pitch it. The first step is really, it's a certain proclamation, statement, a declaration, you know, this is me and mine. Like, in a sense, we would say in English, proud, but without the connotation of an emotional feedback. Now, by every single human being, that is hollow. It's false. I'm proud that I'm so bright. It takes the smallest, it takes a microgram of clot to undo the whole thing. I'm proud that I'm so strong. Takes a microgram of fat in the heart and that does it away. I'm proud that I'm so generous. Twist the screw a little more and I stop being generous and I turn off. It's not Akadosh Baruch Hu, the might, the wisdom, the goodness that Akadosh Baruch Hu displays is real, is emes. Only Akadosh Baruch Hu has a right to proclaim something as his, because only he has it. So for us, when we adorn a cloak and say, besides myself, I have X, Y, and Z, that is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a cloak. So it's not, so the word Gaius is not pride in the sense of our simple emotional need for attention. It's much deeper. It's the etzem fact that I proclaim something to be mine, and that's only Shayach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mipnei zeh, HaKoyen HaOyvid HaMiyuchad LaAvodas HaMikdash Tzivu Lo HaKosov SheYarmis HaDeshem V'Chol Yoyim. The Koyen who's Oyvid in Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he should do a very, very unclean job, SheAvodah Kala SheBavodas, that she Yishov V'Yuchad V'Hashem Yisbarach. We could have had, let's figure out the alternative. We have a concept of Chayte V'Tzecha V'Shov Meimecha that we designated the they give them to be. They were. This is a low job. So chopping wood, Akash Baruch Hu made a point. This job could have been assigned to some custodian or whatever it is. Akash Baruch Hu assigned it to Kohanim Dafka to teach us that no matter how high a person is, he needs to have achno and hashpah Akash Baruch Hu. V'chein matzino b'hil azokn she'esameach b'sim v'sasheva imurakid v'aymer mani kan akol kan einani kan mikan. He obviously is understanding the word ani as referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that pshat, and therefore he's saying only Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is what matters.
Why is Hillel referring to that as ani?
Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ani. You know, he's saying, it's a statement saying ke'ilu only Kadosh Baruch Hu is the self. Or the I. I don't have. It is not appropriate for me to think of myself as being real, as being emes. Well, the ani of the world, the ego of the world, is only Akadosh Baruch Hu. Imanikan. There's two pshat in there in Rashi, but the other one needs. The other one is also interesting. If it's Hillel's meant to be the Ana Mikol Adam, and so on, but he's obviously going with the pshat that Nikan means Akadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Ani v'hu ashiyana.
This has nothing to do with Hillel's im ein ani li mi li.
It probably does. That's the other pshat. But the main point is, I mean, Hillel was a very, all the stories about Hillel is that he's a very unavdika person. So. Okay, kvo yadato, shaktoishim shem neisrol hev ne levi. The most holy of the tribes was Levi. Umoraisin akosa sheolchachagolts shuminu kalas minadam, and they were chosen to walk behind the agolos, kind of like the guy in the back of the truck making sure nothing falls off. Hushe Kosu, Vayigach Moshe Sargolos is a bucket and some beam, Eshte Agolos is Abba Bokin and Regeshma Abadosum, is Abba Golos, Veshmin is a bucket and some Rory. Nimtis Lomad. So Chai Vodal Mites for the Atsun Sport Shemayim. A person needs to be Mites is covered for Kovet Shemayim. Vechenom Razal Hamim Mites for Atsun Marbe Kovet Shemayim, Kovet Shemayim is Rabbe, Kovetim is Rabbe. If a person downplays his own need for kavod and his mavi kvod shemayim, so kvod shemayim is misraba and his kavod is misraba. The chola mavi kvod atzmi mavi kvod shemayim. Anyone who tries to elevate his own kavod at the expense of kvod shemayim im koy moim et vodim ismayim. Kvod shemayim, he stays the same. But his own covenant is mismayit. I want to add maybe one small case to this chazal. It sounds as if Kochanam Koma means that's okay, and his own covenant is mismayit. The truth is, when you contrast it to the one before, it says, Hamimaikur Asamar Kochamai Kochamai Misrabe or Kvoto Misrabe. If a person does something, he goes through life, and when he finishes life, Kvod Shemayim has not been Misrabe, that's a problem. It sounds as if that's not a problem. The only problem is on cover is Mismayit. The fact that Kvod Shemayim be Mekoma Omate, as opposed to be Misrabe, that shows as a terrible fault in the person who engendered that. The person is supposed to be Mabe Kvod Shemayim, that's his charge. And if his meisim do not succeed in lowering Kvod Shemayim, that's not a badge of honor at all, and it's not good. If Kvod Shemayim be mekoma omeid, that's a chisaron, because my life has meaning only to be marv Kvod Shemayim. Val inyan zeh motzino shenena shisokish kravar koi, shemechal kach shemayim mechaber atzmoi. It says the Gemara brings ish kravar koi shekach tosh chazal b'sach tzachem shulim mepei moshnogu. Arba tzvocha is tzavcha azara. The azara proclaimed four different proclamations which were negative. Sort of it cried out. One, Rishon etzumi kam ne'eli shetim alecha Hashem. Oy tzavcha azara tzemi kam nisokhi shkar barkoi. Shrei mechabit atzum mechalkot shemayim. My help of it. What did this Yisrael Shabbat do? So here's a kain gadol. Korech yada b'shiroi v'avad avoda. He used to put on silk gloves to do the avoda. In other words, there was a certain disdain. Ugh, I'm a prince, I'm royal, I'm not going to get my hands bloody in meat and blood and fat. I guess if I have to do it, I'm going to wear gloves. It says that it's a shvachul of Nei Aron that they used to get, that they used to wade up to ankle deep in blood. In other words, getting your hands filthy for a cause that's worthy is a source of pride, not a source. So just like a surgeon or a doctor, that the patient might throw up on him and he's full of blood and full of all sorts of tissue and stuff like that, it's a source of pride to him, you know, when he walks out of a long operation, you know, drenched and covered in blood. So a person does Avodah Shemayim, it's the same thing. Okay, the next is a chinuch. It says, Eish tomei tukam zveich leisichbe. And we have a chiyuv to constantly put, every day, to put wood on the fire of the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, Lahava eish tomei tukam zveich leisichbe, shenema eish tomei tukam zveich. Uba pirusol tomei kloima, nahosim bei eitzim baboyko bin abayim. To put wood there twice a day. Ubibiram chazal, and Chazal explained, "Afal pishayish yod neshamayim, mitzulav min ahedyot." So even though there was a fire there from heaven, there was a chiyuv to bring min ahedyot. What's the inyan? Mishosha mitzvah, hakdama. So the chinuch says, "Yadua adava beinenim as a kol chacham, kinisim gdolim asheyasa keil al bnei adam b'tuva gadol l'olam yasa d'achseisa." HaKadosh Baruch Hu always hides the big nisim. kilim b'darkei teva mamish or korav l'teva. And even big nisim, sometimes appear to us as natural events, or close enough to being natural events. Ki gam b'neis kriyos yamsuf, she nes mefursum, kosov sham v'yoloch Hashem es hayam b'ruach kodim azakol layla, v'yosim es hayam l'charova v'yiboku amayim. So even my kriyos yamsuf is something which is well had some semblance of teva. It says there was these strong and powerful winds that split apart the ocean and so on. Vamaskilum yavinu kinya seisaze lemailus adam v'shev samakabu. It's due to the greatness of the Adon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the shiflus of the Mekabel. We'll explain it in a second, I think, what he means here. Mizeh yitzivonu lahava esh b'mizbeach. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us we should keep a fire going. Af al pi sheshom yored esh min ha-shamayim kere lahas tehanes kere lahas tehanes. So even though there's fire min ha-shamayim, still we need to cover the nest. The fiadoyme sheesh redes loisim nirus biridosa min atam shamano chutzim mishvini shamiluim v'shal gidon umanoach sheesh nirus. But that esh was not seen. Let's explain a little bit the reason behind it. He says, "L'mailos hadim shifas amakabel." So we can go with the first one and say, we can say simply that there's going to be a lack of bechira. We see nisim all over. We see there's going to be a lack of bechira and so on. That's one way to go with it. And maybe that's the shifas amakabel that we wouldn't, you know, we're so dependent on external. That we wouldn't, you know, if we see a nes, we don't have air, we don't see a nes, do have air, maybe. I think there's a little bit of a deeper knach, and maybe that's what he means in Mailas Ha'adim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen in the Bria was to do something, the impossible or the unimaginable, which is not that there is a world of Nisim, Adarabah. If anything, we'd expect by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to be the easier one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty and the Creator, and this is what He wants, would make all the things He wants, and that's that. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Kaisel to go out of Mitzrayim, boom! They're just a magic wand, and they find themselves transported to Canaan. You know, in some sort of time machine. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, use your imagination. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. A world like that exists where machshav and ma'is are the same, and that's called olam haba, olam ha'emes, whatever you want to call it, where the gap between thought and action doesn't exist. In this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to integrate the ruchni into the gashmi. For instance, I have a voice can come in a shemayim and say, Koma Hashem, you shall do this and not do this. That's one way. But there's another way. A person who's flesh and blood, with the normal cravings and the psychology of a bas adam, and in his heart wells up an idea that, you know, maybe I need to override my appetite and my greed, and maybe there's things that are nobler. So that thought, that idea, that concept is certainly not coming from flesh and blood, it's coming from beyond, but it's felt as if it comes through the flesh and blood. And that's the mafli lasis where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to thread spiritual threads through a physical body. So that we see a person who's a tzaddik and we say, listen, he's flesh and blood, he has the same drives and lusts and cravings and greeds that I have, but no, he has something more than that, and the more than that seems to be that person's, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He wanted to display the good and the right that is be'etzem shayach to a world beyond this world, from within this world, and therefore, so just like the Eish on the Mizbeach Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want us to see that a godly fire that burns always. He wanted us to see a natural fire that is kept tamid, and the heart of that fire is a divine fire. So just like the midas, my midah of chesed and tov, if I do it the same shemayim, it'll be perceived as my action, and he's a good person, has a heart of gold. It moves you to watch him affected by someone else's plight, and I know that that's a thread of the beyond with that that really has woven itself into the fabric of his personality, and that's the mile of it. And he says that's our Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of having Eish on Mizbeach, which is sort of within the Eish that we put it. That's exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He wanted an Eish from the Shemayim burning in the within the Eitzim and so on. Okay, let's see another piece here. We have another piece of the Chinuch. What's the mitzvah of the fire? What is this mitzvah? So he poses the following question. The purpose of the fire was to burn the carbonus. So aren't we being ecologically irresponsible by keeping a fire burning all the time, even when we didn't have carbonus? I mean, how many trees lost their lives burning them in Zbeach with no carbonus there? Why didn't we just put it on and off as per carbonus? It's really a separate mitzvah besides the nidra kavanas. From avad eish atzorchli karbon, heibarim eish mizbeach mitzvahzu. So he says the burning of the eish was a mitzvah in its own right. Period. What is the reason? V'nir al tara pshat. So he says, we find that wherever there's an avoda of Kodesh, that is supposed to be mashpia on everything that's whole. So we bring, like it says, we bring a karm omer that our tavur should be nisparech. We bring a karm shtei alechem that our peiros should be nisparech. Our voter works, we take something and make it kodesh, and that is meant to bring ashpah of tov and everything else. So it says, eish is an extraordinarily fundamental human need, which by bringing eish for kodesh, we're varech eish. In a certain sense, Eish is the core of human nature. And we can translate it to today's language, energy. Energy really is the core of human activity. Fire is one of the four elements, and it's really, in a certain sense, the lead one. A person's strength, a person's movement, a person's activities. And again, we translated the word energy, and it works perfectly well. And that's why it needs so much bracha. So Eish needs this bracha. And you need energy and fire in a very clear balance. Not if we're lacking energy, we can't function. If we have too much energy, we burn up, like a atomic reactor. You know, too little interactions, you don't get energy. Too strong, you get way too much energy. He gives a much like people who have fever, they die. So if the body heat is needed to keep us alive, and you can tell if a person is alive by how warm the body is. And b'nei aron, because they added too much eish, they were burnt. So by our activities, we either cause or we cause a reaction that's commensurate to what we're doing. Okay.